beautiful people. This is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being. Join me every Wednesday live on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with awesome special guests involved in the holistic and spiritual communities. Also tune in every Saturday for various topics, including my experiences with practicing a holistic lifestyle. Catch Holistically Being with Lakia McDaniel on YouTube as well, and everywhere where podcasts are available. Remember, wellness is sexy, so be sexy with me. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. This is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being. And today, we are going to talk about dating in times of COVID-19. Okay? This is going to be a fun and spicy topic to get into. Okay? I feel like as far as living a holistic lifestyle, you want to do what you can humanly and possibly do to remain virus free by, of course, implementing holistic alternatives. Okay, and that can carry over into our social life, y'all. You know, that's where we have to get creative and clever with socializing safely. Okay, let me say this, particularly when it comes to dating, all right? Let's face it, y'all. It's hard being single, okay? Especially in times of COVID. So for those who are blessed to be with a significant other, especially during this pandemic, hey, I salute you. You know, you need to like hit me up and tell me how y'all do it, okay? But as challenging as it is surviving a viral pandemic as a single person, I'm sure it's just as challenging maintaining a connection with someone during this pandemic, okay? Granted, you're not married or have a living bae, although that may be challenging too if you crave space, all right? But no, we're going to save that for another episode, maybe. But let's talk about dating in times of COVID, y'all. You know, typical dates involve activities that have crowds, right? And of course, right now, we can't have that right now, right? Because this pandemic is running rapid and ratchet throughout the world. So, yeah. As much as we love concerts and movies and dinner at a nice restaurant, we just simply can't have it because, you know, if you really think about it, it could kill us. You know, going out could kill us, you know, or it could just make us extremely ill. So with COVID lingering, it's forced to stop to public gatherings, but it doesn't negate the fact that you can still practice social distancing and still have a good time with someone you're getting to know or someone you've invested some months with. It's all about being creative but safe. Alright, so I took some time to compile a list of ideas to help us become creative with dating during a viral pandemic. Number one is something that I consider really fun to do because I love being outside, and that's walking trails. It's perfect because it's outside, gives you guys enough space to social distance, and if you decide to keep yourself 6 feet apart, you have plenty of room to do so. But walking allows us the ability to get to really know one another without distractions of a movie or a loud venue or what have you, right? It's peaceful, it's calm, it's exercise, it's good for the spirit, it's good for the mind, and it just allows you both to get to know each other on a personal level. Walking trails can be done not only in warm weather, it can be done in cold weather, okay? It's great. I love it. I actually had a nice little walking around a lake about a month ago, and it was a peaceful outing. And I got to know a lot about that person that day. But yeah, anyway, moving on. Picnic number two. Warm weather, of course, but picnic is another way to enjoy being outdoors and another way to experience getting to know each other without a lot of distractions. But this one involves food, much like a walking trail, okay? You know, you just sit around with your favorite snacks or dishes or whatever you put together for your picnic, and there you go. You know, can't get no more clever than that. Number three is cook a meal at home for your date, or simply bring the meal to him or her. You know, that's one thing about cooking, is that it's one of the great ways to someone's heart. It's to the stomach, right? We love to eat. Some of us love to eat. So cooking a meal, planning a nice, candlelit dinner is a perfect way to spend some time together. And do it with a mask on if you must. Well, I mean, it may be hard. You know, just push it under your chin while you're eating. But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. It's still social distancing. It's still just the two of you. Okay? And it still can be done safely while you're having a good time eating a meal. All right? Number four is outdoor dining. Now, this is selective here. Okay, you have some parts of the world that is still offering outdoor dining, and then you have other parts of the world that has, you know, kind of upgraded their restrictions and closed down dining period. So it really depends on where you go, where you are. But yeah, if you just prefer to go elsewhere for eating as opposed to cooking at home, outdoor dining is the way to go. Again, it's another safe way to social distance while you're getting to know someone. All right. Number five is play board games. Another fun thing to do while you're home safely, away from crowds, away, you know, just not being outside. And it's a fun way. It's just a fun way. It's just something that we can do to loosen the tension in the air, or break the ice, just get loose a little bit with each other by pulling out some board games. Hey, Monopoly or Life, those are the two. You want them to last for more than 2 hours, okay? Number six is road trip. Nothing like a good road trip to bring a connection and make it stronger and tighter, right? You're driving, you're just enjoying each other's company while you're on a road going to whatever destination, you know? It's a beautiful feeling to be able to share space with someone and go on an adventure to wherever and to just be with that person. And not have to worry about being amongst the crowd of folks or anything like that. You're in the safety of a vehicle, just you two, and it's get to enjoy the breeze while you're, taking this ride, and you're looking forward to whatever destination you guys are going to, and it's really good for the spirit. It's really good. Number seven, vacation to a secluded place. Okay, which is probably the destination that this road trip is why this road trip is happening, right? You're going on vacation to a secluded place, which is romantic, and I can only imagine how much stronger the connection will get between the two of you once you take this nice, much needed vacation. Okay, number eight, take a walk in the park. Or just take a walk anywhere. It could be a park. It could be through the beach. It could be around a lake. It can be wherever you can get a good lengthy walk in. And just connecting in a positive and beautiful way. Right? Number nine, which I just mentioned, is hang at the beach. Again, another road trip. Implemented situation here. You can go to the beach and chill in the water. I mean, just water is just therapeutic, refreshing, and it's a beautiful way to spend time with one another, during COVID. And as long as you keep yourself 6 feet apart from everybody else, you're great, right? Number 10, set up a virtual date, video messaging. A lot of people are doing that nowadays when we're getting to know someone new. We'll start off with a virtual date. So we'll FaceTime each other here and there, which is a good way to get to know each other. And you can't beat that. You are in the safety of your own sacred space, and they are in theirs. So nothing can top that, right? And you guys can plan accordingly and safely to schedule dates in person, which is fun. It's always fun, right? And I'm just gonna throw in this honorable mention here and just go old school with handwritten love letters if you really want to impress the person you're getting to know and want to hold on to them, right? In this age of digital media and email, it's always special to receive something that brings a sense of nostalgia and create a sense of just it feels meaningful. So when you write someone a handwritten letter and you just mail it to them, it says a lot. It says a lot. And so yeah, there's your tips on how to date during COVID. And I want you guys to add to this list. What would you add to the list as a clever way to date during COVID-19? I would love to know. Okay, how creative can you get? Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. As always, wear your mask for your own safety as well as the safety and consideration of others. Okay, check holisticallybeing.com for coronavirus safety tips. All right, and remember, guys, wellness is sexy, so be sexy with me and just stay safe. All right. Until next time, beautiful people, take care. Peace.
Hey, beautiful people. This is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being. Join me every Wednesday live on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with awesome special guests involved in the holistic and spiritual communities. Also, tune in every Saturday for various topics, including my experiences with practicing a holistic lifestyle. Catch Holistically Being with Lakia McDaniel on YouTube as well, and everywhere where podcasts are available. Remember, wellness is sexy, so be sexy with me.